This is the KVNF Regional Newscast for Tuesday, February 16th. I'm Gavin Dahl. Governor Jared Polis has once again extended Colorado's emergency disaster declaration for the coronavirus pandemic. The move lets Polis spend tens of millions of dollars on testing, PPE, and other parts of the response without going to the legislature for approval. It also keeps the state's National Guard deployed. Polis has issued 45 executive orders to address the pandemic so far this year. Republicans say they will try to limit his emergency powers as the legislature reconvenes this week at the Capitol. Their efforts are unlikely to succeed while Democrats control both chambers. The session is starting later than normal because of the pandemic. State lawmakers say more coronavirus relief funding is their top priority as they resume their legislative session this week, but they're also vowing to tackle other issues, including a potential fee at the gas pump to boost road funding. Steve Fenberg leads the Democratic Senate majority.
The gas tax hasn't been increased for 30 years. It hasn't even kept up with inflation, so we've sort of lost purchasing power.
Republicans who are in the minority are blasting the proposal, saying a new fee should go to voters first. Lawmakers are also expected to debate new proposals to limit plastic bag use and create a public health insurance option. One bill coming before legislators would prohibit Colorado from sharing personal data with federal agencies unless there is a court order. Sponsored by Senator Julie Gonzalez and Representative Serena Gonzalez Gutierrez, it seeks to prevent Immigration and Customs Enforcement from requesting people's data unless they have a valid search warrant or a court order. The Colorado Sun reports this is good news for immigrants who often refrain from accessing basic services, including coronavirus tests and vaccines, for fear their info will be shared with ICE. The Census Bureau was supposed to submit population data to Colorado's Congressional and Legislative Redistricting Commissions by March 31st. The Colorado Sun reports the Bureau has alerted states it may not provide the population data they need to redraw districts until September 30th, more than 180 days late. The Census Bureau delays stem from slowdowns related to COVID, the Trump administration's failed efforts to add a citizenship question to the census, and data anomalies. The delay could affect the 2022 election cycle. Advocates are celebrating a federal judge's ruling that could protect millions of acres of sage-grouse habitat in our region. Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports.
If there's one bird emblematic of the Mountain West, it's the sage grouse. These ground-dwelling birds, known for their showy mating rituals, are highly adaptive to our region's harsh climate. But the bird's population continues to decline with development across the West. The recent ruling overturned a Trump administration decision to allow mining in its habitat. Now the Bureau of Land Management must reconsider mining on these lands. Eric Molvar is with the Western Watersheds Project, one of the plaintiffs.
This is a big, decisive win for sage grouse because it puts 10 million acres of some of the most important sage grouse habitats back on track to be withdrawn from future mining development.
Meanwhile, Connor Bernstein of the National Mining Association says they're, quote, very disappointed with the ruling. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.
The pandemic has left millions of people without jobs. It has also created an opportunity for hackers and identity thieves to use info obtained by data breaches to apply for unemployment benefits. This type of fraud is rampant in Colorado. Victims of unemployment fraud who had previously submitted reports to the state were finally contacted via bulk email in early February and notified those reports are under investigation after weeks or even months with no word from the Colorado Department of Labor and Employment. They were invited to an online-only event hosted in collaboration with the Colorado Attorney General's Office called How to Protect Yourself from Data Breaches and Identity Theft. Daniel Chase is CDLE Chief of Staff.
We started noticing a trend in our systems starting in June of 2020. If you recall, the CARES Act was passed in March and created what's called the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance System, which allows people who were not otherwise eligible for unemployment to collect benefits like gig workers, independent contractors, and others that wouldn't have been eligible otherwise. This created a system that didn't have many checks and balances in place. And so we started to see a massive uptick in claims in this system that didn't correspond with any kind of public health orders or anything that would explain that other than fraudulent claims being filed.
As victims learned a stranger had filed for unemployment in their names, they were instructed to fill out a Google form on the CDLE website. But because Governor Jared Polis had issued an executive order early on during the pandemic that required the Labor Department to pay claims no more than 10 days after applications were filed, CDLE staff couldn't keep up with reviewing fraud reports from victims before making payments. While the state aims to help victims of fraud and clean up this mess, the biggest priority remains getting money to out-of-work residents with valid claims. Here's CDLE Executive Director Joe Barella.
Since the pandemic began in Colorado, we've seen just over a million valid claims in the system. People who have been impacted, their work has been impacted, that are eligible for unemployment insurance, and we've paid benefits to those individuals. We've seen over 1.1 million potentially fraudulent claims. Our system is holding or has held claims because of they've triggered identity triggers we have in the system. Before the pandemic started, we probably had less than five triggers in the system. But because of the pandemic unemployment system, the rampant fraud, we now have over 50 triggers that could trigger a hold on a case. And so, as you would imagine, the amount of resources and time that goes into fraud detection, fraud prevention, and investigation and enforcement is competing with our main mission is getting out benefits to people who really need financial assistance because of a wage loss.
Some victims of unemployment fraud are opening their mail and finding 1099 tax documents from the state for benefits they never requested and in most cases never received. The CDLE has a form for this on their website too. Once fraud victims have filled out all the state's forms, notified credit agencies, filed police reports, and begun the waiting game, they've found answers aren't easy to come by. That's because the Labor Department's call center is designed to help the nearly 300,000 people who are seeking legitimate benefits, not fraud victims. Again, here's Joe Barella.
I just want to make sure it's really clear that there's opportunities for you to, as a worker or an employee, go online and fill out the fraud form if you think your identity has been misused. As an employer, go online and fill out the fraud form if you think your employee's identity was stolen. Inform your employers. If you get a 1099-G, go online and fill out the form. That is the fastest way to take care of that. If you're trying to call our call center is really designed for benefit administration and payment. And that's right now in Colorado, we still have over 280,000 people on unemployment insurance that really need to get questions that's holding up legitimate payments out the door that they need to handle. So by asking questions about fraud or trying to talk to someone about fraud, it's preventing those people who actually need benefits from getting the help they need to get those benefits out the door as quickly as possible. So I know as a victim of identity theft, you feel like you've been violated and you have, but we have ways for you to take care of that and report that online. And I strongly encourage you to make sure you're doing it online or you're going to get frustrated because you can't get through to the call center as well.
KVNF News will continue to cover this developing story and we're linking to the video from the CDLE and Attorney General's office on our website, kvnf.org. That does it for the KVNF Regional Newscast. I'm Gavin Dahl. Special thanks to reporter Kate Redmond, and thank you for supporting local independent public media.